is it 2 minutes each? We have, there's only two.
There's only two?
Yeah, oh, and Pádraig Colby sends his apologies. He got called away.
Minister Moynihan, you're taking this?
Yeah.
Yep.
He got called away yesterday, so he would be here. Minister, as you know, the surgical hub is a key issue in terms of Donegal. It's one that has to be delivered in Letterkenny. And it's not just a case of trying to ensure that we have the resources in the county. We've heard from an unprecedented number of doctors, surgeons, consultants in the hospital, which have told us that without the surgical hub in Letterkenny, that we are at serious risk of losing accident emergency services and maternity services within a short period of time. That is why they have come together. That is why all of the politicians in Donegal have come together and made it very clear that we need to see a surgical hub delivered in Letterkenny. This isn't to the detriment of Sligo. We believe that the North West region has been left behind for far too long. But the location has to be, at least one has to be in Letterkenny. Last Friday on local radio, we had the Minister for State, Marian Harkin. You know that Marian Harkin was part of that grubby deal with Lowry to put this government in place. She stated on Highland Radio with Greg Hughes that she secured the location of the surgical hub in Sligo as part of that deal. Now, that is absolutely news to us, to the TDs who sat across the table from the Minister for about an hour and a half making the case for the surgical hub, because the Minister will eventually be the person who decides on the location. It is news to us when we sat repeatedly in meetings with the HSE, arguing the toss in relation to why the surgical hub should be there. I'm sure it was news to the surgeons, the consultants, the doctors, the 160 plus of them that signed the letter and making the very reasonable and medical arguments for the location. So I want the Minister to come clean today. I want to ask him whether the department has ascertained whether there is any secret deal in relation to the location of this surgical hub. I think that clarity is there, and whether the Minister has approached Marian Harkin to get clarity in relation to this. And the second thing is, I would like the Minister to listen to the concerns in relation to the TDs here. And as I said, Pat would be here as well, but this is a cross-party issue because the issues here in Donegal are so important. And if, as I said to the Minister for Health, if she makes the decision based on the facts, there is no doubt about it that the surgical hub will be located in Letterkenny. We need that decision. We need it urgently. But most importantly, we need the right decision. Grimaica.
Thanks, everybody.
All we're asking for, Minister, in Donegal is fair play. We're not asking for special treatment. We're asking that our citizens don't have to travel long distances for care that should be provided in their own community. We're asking that our emergency services are not allowed to collapse. We're asking that we have the necessary number of surgeons and consultants in Letterkenny. And it's very, very clear, if there's only one surgical hub for the North West region, which is a huge region, from the top of Donegal right down into, I would imagine, Roscommon, that sort of area. If there's only one, and Letterkenny doesn't have that surgical hub, it is a disaster for our county and our services. That's not my words, that's the consultants. We had a presentation to us as TDs, and it was extremely concerning. Now, Minister for Health, Jennifer Carmichael, is very aware of that, and I want to thank her. She's engaging. She met last night. And now, we need to have absolute clarity today that there isn't a deal done on this. And just to be clear, in Donegal, we're not into divide and conquer. We want Sligo and Letterkenny to have a surgical hub. We want all of the people to be treated the same. Equal services for all of our people. So the HSE have pulled services away into Galway, have neglected Donegal for a long time, but we're not turning this into a Sligo versus Donegal thing. We want a surgical hub, equal access for all of our people. So we just want clarity that the intervention from Marian Harkin, that this deal hasn't been done. We want absolute clarity. There isn't a deal done, that there will be fairness for the people of Donegal, that all of these doctors and consultants will be listened to, that the actual facts and evidence on the ground about population numbers, demand, all of that will be listened to. And the final message is this, is that in Donegal, and it's a cross-party matter now, we will not be neglected anymore. We will not accept second-class citizenship. This issue has united us like nothing it ever has done before on health matters. So it needs to be sorted out. We need clarity today that we're going to get fairness on all of this.
Thanks, Minister, when you're ready.
Thank you very much. Thank you to Deputy Doherty and Mr. McLaughlin for the issue, and I understand the apologies from our colleague Pat Cope. I want to thank the deputies for the question and recognise their dedication to the people of Donegal and to the issues. I first want to address the issues in relation to the locations for the surgical hubs. The programme for government commits to establishing 6 new hubs in South Dublin, North Dublin, Galway, Cork, Limerick and Wexford, and exploring the provision of an additional surgical hub for the North West. The programme for government also committed to developing new elective treatment centres in Cork, Galway and Dublin, significantly increasing our capacity to deliver elective care, driving down waiting times for everybody. Developments at the named surgical hubs sites are well underway based on the success of the Reeves Day Surgical Unit in Tallaght. The Minister for Health opened the new surgical unit in Mount Carmel in South Dublin in February, and we are expecting the rest to become operational over the next 18 months. The Minister is clear that no matter where these new facilities are located, everybody should have access to sufficient and appropriate elective surgical capacity. The hubs, along with the new elective treatment centres, will form a national network of elective care. These will enable the delivery of care for all patients, not just those living in a particular location or catchment area. No decisions have been made yet on the location of the North West Surgical Hub, and the Minister is taking time to consider and understand the situation in Donegal. This includes engagement with local representatives, doctors and consultants, and I know that she was due to meet some of the those last night and remain committed to positive engagement with everybody who's interested in delivering the best healthcare for the people of Donegal. Turning to Letterkenny University Hospital in particular, the Government are committed to its ongoing development. The Government have allocated significant resources to meet the needs of patients at the hospital. This has included an increase in its budget by 57% over the last 5 years. In that time, we've also seen staffing grow by 25% and 28 new beds have been opened. Recent capital projects completed at Letterkenny University Hospital include an extension to the laboratory and works in the acute mental health unit. Several capital projects are on the way, including the expansion of renal department, pharmacy, aseptic unit and a new heating centre and a range of projects to increase capacity. Construction is also underway of a 110-bed community hospital in Letterkenny, representing an investment of $52 million for the enhanced services for older people. Letterkenny University Hospital have also expressed plans for 4 key infrastructure projects which form part of the development control plan within the HSE West North West Region Health Region. These projects include bed expansion, emergency and urgent care capacity, critical care capacity and the ambulance care block. We understand that these plans are currently being developed by the hospital and will need to be further considered by the HSE before a decision can be made on their inclusion on the capital programme. I hope the deputies can see that we are committed to the people of Donegal and look forward to continuing engagement on these issues.
Thank you, Mr. Deputy.
Thank you, Minister, for your response. And you say that no decision has been made yet. I'm just asking you maybe in your response to give clarity, because it's not just Marion Harkin that has gone on local radio to say this. Minister Healy Ray has also gone on and said that she secured this. So we've two ministers now that make up the formation of the government. And I'm wondering, does one hand know what the other is doing? So has the minister or the department clarified with Marion Harkin whether a deal exists as she claims or not? Or is this you just suggesting within the department that you have no knowledge of a deal? They're two different things. So we would like to get clarification in relation to that. The second thing is outside of a deal or not, this decision has to be made on the merits, on the facts. And as Deputy McLaughlin says, there is absolutely no way that we are going to allow this to happen, because the surgical hub not being delivered in Letterkenny isn't just about resources not coming to Donegal. It is about accidents emergency closing down in the future. It is about maternity services closing down. It is about our hospital being downgraded. They are not my words. They're the words of those in the front line. We will not accept it. That's why the Minister has to make the right decision on the basis of the facts. Thank you.
Thank you, Deputy. Thank you.
Yeah, Minister, this couldn't be more serious. And as you know from your government colleagues, like we have been told very clearly, and indeed these doctors, consultants have said this on local radio, have said it publicly, that our emergency services could be lost. Can you imagine? We'd lose an emergency department in Letterkenny University Hospital. That's how serious our surgical services have gotten to. We're down to 3 permanent surgeons. It was 6 not that long ago. We can't attract the level of surgeons that we need. So if you decide the surgical hub for the Northwest is in one place, Sligo, yeah, it's just a death knell. It's extremely serious. I've never seen 171 doctors, consultants, GPs sign a letter. I don't know anywhere in this state that has happened. You know, so that's how serious this is. But again, I want to reiterate, we're not playing the game of divide and conquer. Sligo in the Northwest, Donegal, all of us deserve, and I think there's an absolutely unique case now for a surgical hub in Letterkenny, Sligo, to be delivered exactly the same time, to have a quality of services that our people deserve, to protect what we have, to protect our emergency services. So this is where it's at. So we do need Marian Harkin. That clarified between the Minister for Health and Marian Harkin, and a public statement of clarification. If it's 2 surgical hubs, thanks, that's Deputy. Fine, but don't play divide and conquer, and you just need to get your act together on the government side on this issue.
Yes, thank you to Deputy Doherty, Deputy McLaughlin, for raising the issue again. And I take the points back, and I will take exactly what you have said this morning back in relation to Letterkenny. The information that I have is very clear. No decision has been made on the location of the Northwest surgical hubs, and I understand that meetings were held last night and engagement was held by the Minister last night in relation to this issue. I hear what you're saying in relation to the challenges in Letterkenny and in Donegal. I will put that back into the Department and to the Minister in relation to it, but I can't be clearer in the statement that I have here in front of me from the Department, and I understand the issues that you have raised. Without labouring on the point, I will take the points that you have raised and I will refer them back to the Department and seek clarification for you. Okay.
Thank you, Minister.